Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Good morning and welcome to the Coco Express Show for Monday, September 3rd, 2012. And it's me, Aurelia. Well, I didn't want to think I forgot about you guys and everything. Saturday was just so hectic that, and I believe that it was the Labor Day weekend and we just figured we'd give it a break. However, there was something I had to share with you. Just listen up and you'll get where I'm going, so I'm not going to be very long. Today is Labor Day, and it traditionally symbolizes the end of summer. But the fact of the matter is summer officially ends on September 22nd at 10:48 a.m. Now, that's according to the Old Farmer's Almanac. And I want to pose a few questions to you, something for you to think about. You know, it's not, you know, major stuff that's going to cause you to kind of like get all frustrated. The first question is, did you enjoy your summer? Because if you didn't, you still have time to get out there and do some wonderful things and see some wonderful things. I mean, it's beautiful out there. And if you're like me, you have to just kind of like load up on the allergy medicine and then you can really enjoy yourself. To me, this summer was one of the most unique summers I've ever had. I was free. I mean, for real. Believe me, freedom is a very frightening prospect when you are experiencing it. And the second question, I guess, I want to pose to you is, what is freedom? It's defined in the dictionary in different ways. The first being a state of being free or at liberty rather than in confinement or under physical restraints. The second, exemption from external control, interference, regulation. The third, the power to determine action without restraint. In my case, I was number three, the power to determine action without restraint. Now, initially, you know, we discussed what we were going to talk about today with, you know, one of my producers, and we kind of flesh out different things. However, something else came to mind, and it just really hit home for me, and I wanted to share that with you. So what I was going to discuss, I'll blend up. But what I'm going to discuss now is something I think is kind of important. Because, you know, with freedom comes responsibility, and if you don't exercise it, who's the victim? We all know that freedom is a mindset, and it's a way of thinking and a way of going about doing things. Now, the power to determine action without restraint is totally up to you. Whether you are in a relationship, married, have children, single parent, whatever your state of being is, it's still up to you. And I'm saying this because at this particular moment, I'm exercising my freedom of speech. And I just kind of like want to say some things, and I'm not the one to tell you what to do, and it's not my place. However, I would like to put some suggestions or exercise the freedom to give you some suggestions. Election season is here, and many of you have watched the Republican convention, and I have to admit I didn't watch it. But I did read and listen to commentary, and you know, it's up to you to exercise your right to vote, which is a freedom, okay? Not long ago, some ethnic groups were considered one-fifth of a human, and women didn't even count at all. So look at how far we've progressed. Let's try to keep moving forward. Get all the information you need for your state and exercise your right to vote. Find out about the local elections that are going on in your areas, because that is also a freedom of yours, the right to vote. And they represent you. And if you don't like the representation that you already have, this is your opportunity to go out there and make your voice loud enough for them to hear through your ability to vote. You got to exercise that freedom, flex those muscles, and vote. I mean, you are strong and powerful, and that's something that you really need to do. And the reason why I guess this bothers me or is something that I feel compelled to discuss with you right now is because I keep seeing things in reference to slavery and all these ideas of the past, and they didn't serve us then. And why we continue to hold on to them, it sometimes confuses me. In order for us to move forward, yes, you do have to know your history. It is important and imperative to know where you come from. But it's even more important to let go and move forward. And it's just not going to happen if we keep holding on to a past that didn't serve us well to begin with. Now, I'm just saying, you know, take the time out. You know, if you got kids in college, find out if they have all their paperwork in order so that they could be able to vote. If they're not registered to vote, it may be a little late, but see what you can do to help them get it together, because it's your responsibility to make sure that your children are well-informed and productive citizens as well. Just because they, you know, went off to college and supposedly are on their own and they're grown, they're not really grown. They still need your advice. They still need your guidance and your wisdom. And they still need you to point them in a certain direction sometimes. I'm just saying, I still do it for my own child, and she is in her 20s, so it's just the way that I look at things. And I'm not asking you to look at things from my perspective. I'm just sharing. I'm exercising my right to share, my freedom to share with you at this particular time. Now, that is like pretty much what I wanted to discuss. And then I'm just going to kind of tell you about how the summer went for the Coco Express show. It was an amazing summer for us. Amazing, unbelievable summer. And we owe that to you, our listeners, because of the fact that you've been tuning in and listening and giving us your support. We have had some very interesting opportunities come our way. And it's probably one of the reasons why why we weren't on the air on Saturday, because we've been trying to kind of juggle some things, and individual schedules are changing, and we're trying to work and cooperate with everyone to make sure that we can still deliver the quality that we've delivered to you in the past, and even get better as we go along. Now, this summer, I have to admit, I had the opportunity to move freely. And it was a wonderful feeling, and it was scary at first because I just got up, did what I had to do, went to some amazing shows. I got to go to the Michael Bay's ninth anniversary celebration. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event. And much respect goes to Michael Bay's, and he is necessary and he is relevant because he continues to keep us informed and involved and engaged with a lot of humor on top of it. And that's really great. And I really appreciate him. I appreciate Steve Harvey and his wonderful success. I appreciate all the different new television stations that are coming up. And it's, I mean, everything is just progressing nicely. And we need to continue with that progression. And please allow it to continue to happen without getting caught up in some things that just don't serve, as I said before. I also, when I went to the Michael Bay's ninth anniversary celebration, I got the opportunity to see a good friend of mine perform. And, oh, I just love watching his performances. And anytime and every time I get the opportunity, I try my best to get there to see him. And I also just kind of hopped on a train one day because he had extended an offer for me to come out and watch him perform at the B.B. King restaurant, and that's Mr. Will Downing. And phenomenal. Oh, my goodness. He is just a phenomenal individual. He's a phenomenal person. He has a phenomenal spirit, warm, engaging, and he's just an amazing person. And I had such a good time. that it was just funny because if I would have allowed myself to act as if I was enslaved to my geographic location or my time schedule or all those things, I wouldn't have had this opportunity. And that's what I'm trying to say is that, you know, when you get up and you do the things that you want to do and you free yourself to experience different opportunities, different situations, different foods, different types of people, environments, you open yourself up to a wealth of amazing experience, amazing opportunities, amazing people. And just the fact that I had this experience and I got to share, you know, it with my sister and I got to spend time with my family and all that stuff. And although it seems like it was just a hustle and bustle and I was running, literally running like crazy, get off the train, get hit there, guess what? When I got back home and I laid down in my bed, I laid down with a big smile on my face. And that's what freedom can do for you. It allows you to have a smile on your face knowing that you've done what you wanted to do and nobody kept you from doing it. I'm not saying go out there and do anything crazy. I'm just saying exercise your right to enjoy your life, to live your life, to be involved in life in general. And no matter what your circumstance and situation, you can have a mindset that allows you to be free, period. Now, the sun is not officially over, and you still have time. So you have to decide if you want to be free and go for it. Do it. Be the best you could possibly be. Our September schedule is going to be a little bit crazy because we're trying to cook up some good stuff for you guys. So you may see some schedule changes. You may see shows on Friday or the shows that usually come on the last Saturday of the month, maybe on the third Saturday of the month, and all this stuff is going on. I also have a birthday I'm trying to celebrate in the middle of all of this stuff. So just bear with us. We're still coming at you. We're still trying to find some really interesting things for you to kind of partake in. We really would like for you to give us suggestions. And if you know of amazing people that you want us to showcase, please, by all means, give us a shout. You can contact us on The Coco Express, www.thecocoexpress.com. The email address is thecocoexpressshow@gmail.com. So that's thecocoexpressshow@gmail.com. And Coco is spelled COCOA. You can contact us that way. And we will definitely, definitely reach out to anybody that you send in our direction. We just love the fact that in this world there are so many amazing people, and the opportunity to sharing that amazingness and bring it to you is something that we really enjoy doing, and we take such pride and such pleasure in doing it as well. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful summer, and I just wanted to tell each and every one of you thank you. Now, with that in mind, I would like to wish you all a wonderful, I don't know, the weather here for me has been very rainy. However, it's not going to stop me. I'm going to go out for Labor Day and do some things and get myself prepared for whatever it is that's going to come Tuesday. Because Tuesday for most and all is that's business. So I hope you have a Monday that's amazing and wonderful. And you need to be grateful for the time that you have to relax and enjoy. And with that in mind, I totally would like to thank you all. I wish you all a wonderful day, a wonderful week. We'll be back at you during the weekend on Saturday. We don't know what the schedule is going to be like. We're still trying to kind of work all of that out. So please have an amazing day and enjoy your week. And remember, keep that mindset of freedom. And don't forget, start getting your act together so you can get out there and vote. We need it. Thank you. Have a great day. And be safe, be well, be all of the things that you ever want to be.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.